Working in a mega corporation or mega institution always has elements of the surreal. I can attest to that ambiance at Los Alamos, where Llewellyn and I worked for 10 years. The feeling must have been quite traumatic to the climate scientists at ExxonMobil, who modeled climate change from 1977 through 2013, and did so with great technical skill and objectivity, all while the corporate leadership told a nearly diametrically opposite story. A mass of internal memos at ExxonMobil was discovered by investigative journalists and then analyzed by Jeffrey Supran and Naomi Oreskes at Harvard and Stefan Rahmstorf at Potsdam. The EM teams predicted temperature changes through the years with observational data and out into the future. They reached essentially the same quantitative results as other climate modelers around the world. While the public affairs group at EM emphasized the uncertainty in climate projections, the internal modelers estimated uncertainties narrow enough to support projections of potential catastrophes. The modeling group also rejected the possibility that there is no warming caused by human activities. Even in the narrow view of corporate responsibility to shareholders, ExxonMobil committed fiduciary malpractice. They failed to tell investors that carbon addition to the atmosphere must stop, stranding the industry investment in fossil fuels. Great reckonings are in the offing. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.